Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Psalm 107, we're going to look in the first and second verses. Then we're going to drop down verses 19 and 20. Hallelujah. Psalm 107, verses 1 and 2. Then we'll drop down to verses 19 and 20. I want to touch on and minister on it's God's will to heal. Amen. Healing is God's will, but you've got to take it on beyond that. Healing is God's will for me. Amen. You got to make it personal. Healing is God's will for us. And you got to bring you into that us. It's one thing to believe God is the healer. It's another thing to believe He is your healer. And we know that God's healing is for me because it's in the redemptive plan of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you've got to renew your mind to that and get it according to the Word of God. In Psalm 107 and verse 1, David says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good." Oh, we could just stop right there, couldn't we? Notice we serve a good God. Amen. For He says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand or the power or the control of the enemy." Thank God redemption belongs to all of us, doesn't it? Amen. And we're to thank God because He's a good God, and He, through the Lord Jesus Christ, has redeemed us from the control and the power of the devil. We no longer have to be controlled by the enemy. Amen? You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to live in bondage. You don't have to live in darkness. You can come out of all of that and come over into the light of God's revelation and of His redemption and walk in victory. And notice He says this, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." You should be talking your redemption, shouldn't you? Can I have a good amen? Amen? You shouldn't be talking defeat, failure, destruction, sickness, bondage. You should be talking your redemption and who you are in Christ and what He's done for you. Praise God. So let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Say what? I'm redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I'm redeemed from the powers of darkness. I'm redeemed from the devil's control in my life. Amen. Now, why we say that? Because we earned it and deserve it? No, we get it because the Lord is good and His mercy towards us endures forever. Hallelujah. In other words, every blessing I get from God comes to me because of His goodness and because He's a merciful, gracious, good God. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. I'm saved not because I could get good enough to get saved. I'm saved because God is a good God. He looked beyond my faults, loved me anyway, sent Jesus to die for me and raised me up with Christ. Hallelujah. Released His mercy into my life. But now jump down here to verse 19. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I thought those were the redeemed from the hand of the Lord. They're supposed to be saying they're redeemed. But now David gets down here and he says those same redeemed people are in trouble. Anybody here ever get redeemed, make Jesus your Lord, and still have some trouble in your life? Huh? Come on. See, the Bible teaches we're going to still have troubles even though we're saved. Boy, wouldn't it be great, somebody said, if we could just get saved and have no more troubles. I said, I can fix that. They said, how's that? I said, well, when we baptize you, I'll pray extra long. Amen. When you quit bubbling, we'll say amen and send you right on to Jesus. Hallelujah. That way you got saved and you never had any more troubles. But as long as you're in this life, you're going to have troubles, aren't you? So look what he says. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. What's he saying? Even though you find yourself in a test or you find yourself under attack, that's not a time to turn away from the Lord. That's not a time to quit believing in His goodness. That's not a time to think He's not merciful anymore. That's not a time to continue to stop the continual confession of the Lord is good. Amen? Are you listening to me? He's saying in the midst of your test and your trial and your trouble, or if it's sickness or whatever it is, that's when you cry out to the Lord, praise God. That's when you turn to your Redeemer the most, praise God. So he says, then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. Notice that they're in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distresses. Glory to God. Look at that. The Lord knows you're going to have trouble. He knows you're going to be attacked. He knows there's still a devil on this planet. And he's still roaming about seeking whom he may devour. He's still a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord is still good. And his mercy endures forever. Even in your trouble, the Lord will be there waiting on you to release your faith in him so he can deliver you out of that trouble and out of that distress. Amen. Well, how's the Lord going to deliver me out of my trouble and out of my distress? Verse 20, and here's where we wanted to get to. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Notice that? Well, how's the Lord going to deliver me when I find myself in trouble? Well, you know, I'm going to feel it, praise God. No, it didn't say he's sending a feeling to you. Well, I believe somebody's going to prophesy over me. Give me. No, he didn't say somebody. He's going to send somebody to prophesy over you. He said, in their trouble, they cried unto the Lord, and he sent his word and healed them and delivered them. Amen? You know how God works? He works through his word. Amen. Notice he said he would send his word to heal you. He would send his word to deliver you. Who's going to get healed? Who's going to get delivered? Those who receive his word in times of trouble. Amen. Meaning what? God is going to give you his word in your trouble. And now you're facing a decision. Am I going to keep my eyes on my trouble, on my sickness, on my problem? Or am I going to put my eyes on the word of God? Because deliverance and healing is in the word. And for me to get delivered, I'm going to have to receive the word. I cried to the Lord for help, and he gave me his word to help me. Praise God. Isn't it amazing? We as believers, we say, oh, I believe in the Lord. And we cry, Lord, I need your healing. And God whispers a scripture to us and tells us to stand on his word. And then we say, can I have something else? But God says, no, if you're going to get healed, you're going to get healed based on the word. If you're going to get delivered out of your problem, you're going to do it through the word, because God always works through his word. Amen? Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen? So if I'm going to get faith, guess what? I have to hear God's word. Well, somebody said, well, Brother Hummel, would you pray for me to have faith? Well, I just wouldn't do you any good. We could pray till the cows come home, and you still wouldn't get any faith. Why? Because faith doesn't come by praying. Faith comes by hearing God's word. Amen? In fact, if you're struggling with something, instead of coming up to somebody and saying, Pastor, would you pray for me? What you should say is, Pastor, would you teach me the word so I can have faith to believe God? Amen? Amen? Because faith is a result of hearing the word. Healing is a result of hearing the word. Deliverance is a result of hearing the word. I have to hear the word before these things will operate in my life. Amen? You got saved with the word of God. Remember what he said in 1 Peter 1:23? Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, what? Through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Hallelujah. Come on, how did you get saved? You heard the word. Remember what Peter told James and the apostles in Jerusalem when he went to Cornelius' house, and they questioned him why he preached to a group of Gentiles. And he said, well, an angel had appeared to him and said, send to Joppa and get Simon, and he'll come over and tell you words by which you and your household shall be saved. Amen. So for you to get born again, you got to get born again according to the word of God. You can't get born again because of a feeling. That's why people backslide. They come to the altar and they cry and weep and snot all over themselves and say, God, forgive me. And then they walk off and leave, and the feeling leaves, and they don't think they got anything. Well, the best way you can get born again and stay born again is receive what the word says. Romans 10:9-10. That if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession made unto salvation. And then when the feeling's gone and the devil's lying to you, telling you go back in sin, you can look at him and say, Mr. Devil, I acted on the word of God. I got born again by the word of God. I believe Jesus died for my sins. Believe God raised him from the dead. I believe he's Lord. And I confessed him as my Lord, and according to the word, I am a saved child of God. Amen. That's how you have to do it. If you don't do it that way, it's not going to work for you. Hebrews 1:3, the Bible talks to us over there how God, you know, Jesus being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things. Look at this. And upholding all things by the word of his power. Where's the power of God? It's in the word of God. Amen. So the first thing I need to do if I'm going to know the will of God is I have to know the word of God. If I want God to heal me, I need to receive his word. If I want God to deliver me, I have to receive his word. If I want God to save me, I need to receive his word. If I want God to give me faith, I need to receive his word. If I want God to lift me up and hold me up in my situation, I have to receive his word because it's the word of his power. Amen? Hebrews 1 goes on and he says over there, he says this, that God's word is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. So God's word is a living thing. God's word speaks to us God's will. And if I want God's will in my life, I have to receive God's word in my life. Amen. Now look over in Matthew's gospel, the 9th chapter. Matthew, the 9th chapter. Let's see if this is true about the Lord Jesus. You know, he's the express image. We just saw that there. He's God expressing himself. He's God incarnate into this world. In Matthew chapter 9, the Lord Jesus is ministering. And you pick it up down here in verse 35 and look what he says. Then Jesus went about all Galilee, all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. This is all throughout Galilee, Capernaum, that way. And what was Jesus doing in all these cities and villages? Teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. You know, a lot of times I believe we just read the last part of that verse. Healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But do you notice that before Jesus did any healing, he first did some preaching? You ever notice that in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, he put the delivery of the gospel, the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of the word first, and then he put the ministry to the people second? It was always word first, healing second. Amen? Why? Because all faith is developed through the word of God. And Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. So if I'm going to get faith, I have to hear what Jesus has to say. And if I hear what Jesus has to say, then I can have what Jesus said he would do. Oh, you didn't hear me. Come on. Let's get it. If I hear what the Lord Jesus has to say, then I can have what Jesus said he would do. But a lot of us want to have what Jesus will do without hearing what Jesus has to say.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.